You're listening to Morning and Evening, a daily devotional work by Reverend Charles Spurgeon. This reading is brought to you by Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary and Spurgeon College, where you can pursue a gospel-centered degree, both on campus or online. Learn more at mbts.edu/apply. Good evening. Today is April the 21st. Who is even at the right hand of God? Romans 8 verse 34. He who was once despised and rejected of men now occupies the honourable position of a beloved and honoured son. The right hand of God is the place of majesty and favour. Our Lord Jesus is his people's representative. When he died for them, they had rest. He rose again for them, they had liberty. When he sat down at his Father's right hand, they had favour and honour and dignity. The raising and elevation of Christ is the elevation, the acceptance and enshrinement, the glorifying of all his people, for he is their head and representative. This sitting at the right hand of God, then, is to be viewed as the acceptance of the person of the surety, the reception of the representative, and therefore the acceptance of our souls. O saint, see in this thy sure freedom from condemnation. Who is he that condemneth? Who shall condemn the men who are in Jesus at the right hand of God? The right hand is the place of power. Christ at the right hand of God hath all power in heaven and in earth. Who shall fight against the people who have such power vested in their captain? O my soul, what can destroy thee, if omnipotence be thy helper? If the aegis of the Almighty cover thee, what sword can smite thee? Rest thou secure, if Jesus is thine all-prevailing King, and hath trodden thine enemies beneath his feet. If sin, death, and hell are all vanquished by him, and thou art represented in him, by no possibility canst thou be destroyed. Jesus' tremendous name puts all our foes to flight. Jesus, the meek, the angry lamb, a lion is in fight. By all hell's host withstood, we all hell's host o'erthrow, and conquering them, through Jesus' blood, we still to conquer go. Beloved, rest this night, knowing that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor powers nor things present or things to come, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.